If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
We got one more hour left to play with here on the Eric Haines Show. Appreciate you listening up there in the Tri-Cities, listening here on the Sports Animal, and listening on the app everywhere all over the world. Appreciate your ears. We got one more hour to go.
We do. And we lead off every Wednesday at 11 o'clock with Over Under. Thanks to our friends at Avalon. You're headed to the pool there later today, aren't you?
I'm there every day. I live at Avalon.
Avalon Golf Country Club.
AvalonGolf.com.
Eric Ainge. Logan Ward. It's time for some Over Under. What do we have, Logan?
All right, so Tennessee football will now open the 2023 season against Virginia in Nashville. Number of true freshman quarterbacks that start a game for the Vols. Over, under, half.
Is Nico starting or is he not?
Game one?
Game one next year, 2023.
I think he'll be the quarterback, but game one is hard. I'll say under.
I'm going to say under as well. I think it's going to be Taven Jackson or Joe Milton.
I don't know that it'll be either one of those guys all year long, but it's really hard to win jobs against guys older than you in, what, some spring practices? And
yeah, give me Joe Milton in the opener next year.
Everyone's going to freak out, right?
Yeah. Training
give
camp.
Me Joe Milton in the under, in the opener.
People can freak out if they want to. Josh Heupel will put the quarterback out there that he thinks is ready to beat Virginia, and that's the only thing he'll worry about. Not Nico leaving or being upset or anything. There, he's not going to worry about that. Whoever the quarterback is that gives them the best chance to win is who he'll play.
But he's a five-star Ainge.
I can't handle it.
Harrison Bailey was a five-star, too.
Yeah, and how many freaking phone calls did we have to take about him?
We'll get him again.
He'll go throw for 4,000 yards playing tiny ball.
Where is he at now?
Who? Tiny ball. Harrison Bailey.
Georgia Southern?
I thought he was out west somewhere.
Well, maybe he is.
UNLV? Who's at UNLV?
It might be him.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You're right. I think you're right.
I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Harrison Bailey.
I usually am right, though, so.
Is it UNLV?
What are we going to, just. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
You get a trophy.
Good for him. Enjoy Vegas. You're never going to play. Number two.
The Boston Celtics fell in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night. 118-107.
Sorry,
wins
Eric.
For the Celtics this series over under 2.5.
Zero. Under. Hard under. We don't even know when two of our starters are coming back. Jimmy Butler won't score over 40 again, probably the whole series. He was unconscious. But we still don't have two starters. Under.
Hard over. Celtics are still winning the series.
I'm going to go over as well. I think they get three. I'll say Heat and seven.
Remember, Eric, both teams played hard.
That's where we're at right now. We're not talking about execution. We're not talking about winning. We're talking about playing hard.
I wore the shirt, and I looked all morning because I wrote it down, the name of our listener who brought us the both teams played hard shirt.
Jonathan,
thank you. It's perfect. It's a very comfortable shirt, too, by the way. All right.
Just means you're going to lose.
With that. Technical fouls for Grant Williams this NBA Eastern Conference Finals series. Over, under 2.5.
Under.
Slightly.
Barely.
He's going to get two.
Barely.
He's almost good for a tee a game.
He's working himself into being the most feisty guy on the court. So I'm going to say under because he's smart and he's a team player and he will control himself, but he'll be flirting with it.
Logan?
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. Had a bit of a rough night last night.
Yeah.
That's normal for him.
All right, before you move on. Higher, what's the higher number? Grant Williams technicals this series or Celtics wins this series?
Grant Williams technicals. For sure.
He's not going to get three.
You think we're not going to get three?
Well, I said Heat and seven, so that's three.
Well, you're not, contrary to your own belief, you're not always right.
I am. All righty, guys, last one. Josh Heupel was in the studio earlier today.
Yeah, he was. He was recording down the hall with our buddy Tom Miller for some Vault Network spots for the fall and came in and gave us the fist bump. He's a normal human being who, wants to seek out and say hello to other human beings. It still blows my mind that somebody who's a football coach is capable of being that normal.
So it's time for a May check-in with the season starting here in about 4 months. Over, under, Vol wins for this season. We know where Brian's going.
11-1.
8. You can't take a push. 8.
Over. You already made your bed.
You already said 11-1.
I did not say 11-1. I did not.
I believe the quote was the Vols could easily go 11-1.
See, I like this question because 8 is the right number. But if I can't take 8, is it more likely that they win 9 or more likely that they win 7?
9.
It's more likely that they win 7.
Oh.
Oh, you think so? Really?
11-1 to we're only winning 7. I'm the bipolar one in here. You're not allowed to be.
The margin is so thin. The margin is so thin
for
this team.
We're winning them all. We're terrible.
This team could easily win 9. This team could win 10.
Vols are 11-1.
But if they struggle in any facet, it's more likely that they win 7 than 9.
7-5.
That's how we play over.
I'll go over. I didn't get mine. I'm going over. Okay. I'm saying 9-3.
I think it's more likely that you win 9 than 7, in my opinion.
I think a lot of things have to go right for you to win 9.
I think a lot of things have to go bad for you to only win 7.
That's fair. That's why 8's the number, but we can't pick 8.
9. Over.
That's how we play over under. We do it every Wednesday, thanks to our friends at Avalon.
More wins in September, the Vols or the Celtics in this series?
Push. They both win 4.
Oh, wow. I don't like you. I thought I did, but I really don't. I don't care for Logan either, honestly.
I just said Tennessee's going 9-3.
Logan, yeah. Eric's going to trade us to the starting lineup for Ivins and a producer to be named later.
Hype will do it with me.
He would for a day. And then
he'd probably be great at it, honestly.
I think he would. He has a personality.
And he's funny. A lot of people don't see that. See all the interviews? The dude is hysterical. He's a football coach.
You could get some good one-liners out of Kiffin. You can get some good one-liners out of Dooley, but he'd be so arrogant it would be overbearing. But if you have to pick a former Tennessee football coach to do 3 full hours on the radio, it's absolutely Josh Heupel.
I'd pick Mike Leach. But not.
He wasn't the coach, though.
Well, true.
For
okay,
like an hour, I guess.
Just SEC coaches. I would take Mike Leach, but not in a sport format.
Not
I'd have
if
to go
he wanted
over
to co-host
News
it.
Talk.
He would talk monologue.
Can you
the
imagine
entire time?
Mike Leach on News Talk on like an election week?
It'd be awesome. What are you talking? I mean, that's ratings.
It'd be amazing.
Oh, I wouldn't listen anyway. I never would listen then.
It'd be amazing.
You would listen.
No, I promise I wouldn't.
Mike Leach talking politics with as crazy as he is about everything else.
We could play.
Light that fire.
We could play Mississippi State, and I still wouldn't listen to the other coach interviews.
That's fine.
Dude is a loser.
We'll talk a little NBA playoffs coming up next. We will also we'll check in on Tennessee baseball's dominating numbers from last night and Tony Vitello on the pitching rotation for this weekend. That's coming up next on the Eric Haines Show.
865-656-9900 if you want to join us here on the EA Show.
Oh, let's go to the phone and talk to Eric. Eric, you're on the EA Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Been better.
You sound enthused.
34-9 in the third quarter. I've been better.
Yeah, that's just the way the Heat play ball, man. I've been telling my son is a Celtics fan, so he is all torn up. But I told him, I was like, man, that's what the Heat do. Third quarter comes around, they'll play you for the first half. Third quarter, they do their best to choke you out. And that is exactly what they did last night. But thing I love about it is the Heat win, and then after the game, all anybody can talk about is, well, the Celtics don't have Al Horford and Marcus Smart. Well, that's just that's throwing wood on the fire to keep the Heat determined.
I just think with losing 2 starters, it's going to be, yeah. No, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Eric. You can call every day and talk about the Heat and Celtics, and I'll feel terrible about it every day. But, I mean, it's you shouldn't be lost. The Celtics were without their 2 leaders and 2 starters. So yeah. That's my one glimmer of hope.
They'll be fine. Yes. Telling you, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
We'll see.
You're going to be fine. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Just saying. It's going to be fine. It might not.
You're going to lie to me like Zakai Ziegler lied to me. telling me the Celtics were going to win.
Well, I thought they were going to.
Just saying.
I thought they were going to. They didn't, but I thought they were going to.
Hey, I got an add-in for us on a Big Topic Wednesday.
Yeah? What do you got?
This is from Sean Reed.
Okay.
He said, home and home only, yep. Michigan, Clemson, Colorado, and USC. And I said, why Colorado? I love the list. He said, we played them 1990 to start the season. It was a great game. Also, it would be a great road trip for our fans to hit the Boulder area.
Yeah.
I can get on board with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, as far as places to go, that would be an awesome place to go. So
Boulder.
Mm-hmm. Really, anywhere in Colorado is awesome.
I'd like
go play the Broncos.
What's easier to play right now, the Broncos or the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Clearly, Alabama. I mean, Bryce Young's good. He's not Russell Wilson. Can you imagine playing them, carving our DBs up?
Yeah. Here's Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Our DBs played hard. That's all we would be able to say.
Both teams played hard.
They did their best.
I'm obviously kidding. There's no college team that's ever beating in it that would ever beat an NFL team.
No. The best college team would get smoked by the worst NFL team.
Because the best college team only has about 30 or 35 NFL caliber players on it.
And they're different ages and not all playing.
Every
at the same
NFL
time.
Team has 60.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when Saban first got a role in there, that was the conversation always. Could Alabama beat an NFL?
No.
They would get crushed. Most of the rookies that played for Bama that were their studs the year before, they hardly get on the field, and if they do, they're okay. Lately, they've been pretty good.
Yeah. You've had some
Their draft picks have been playing early and been playing at a all-star caliber level.
Yeah. You've had some good opportunities there. Tony Vitello last night, after Tennessee defeated Belmont 18-0 last night, spoke to the media talking about this weekend's series to close out the regular season against Mississippi State. Was asked about the pitching for this weekend. Said Chase Dolander is going to start on Friday, but
after that,
they were going to have to get together and talk about it.
Yeah. Dolander hasn't lost all year long. He was one of those lost Friday night caliber starters that wasn't even pitching.
What about going on the road for the first time since losing the series to Kentucky? Quote, I think you look forward to getting back on the road and doing better than we did last time because it's something we had success with before that weekend. Also, you look forward to road trips. This one's kind of different. You're going to go to Hoover after that. School's out. You don't have that weighing you down. We've become a close-knit team. But if you're asking about on the field, I would assume, and I know what I'm looking forward to, is play better than we did the last road trip. There's your challenge. You've got to play in Starkville. You've got to play in front of a bunch of people in a huge stadium, and that roster's plenty good, unquote. I think hostile environment is what this team thrives on. I think when you don't have a hostile environment, it's something to worry about.
They lay dormant at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be hostile. It can be at home full, right? It can be your squad. In a full stadium, this team thrives.
Yep.
In a stadium on the road that's a little cold and not full at all, they lay dormant for two straight games.
Yeah.
You get the rain in there. You get these things that throw you off a little bit. They'll be fine. They'll go to Mississippi State, and it'll be full-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And they will thrive. And that's why you said you thought they'd sweep?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? And yeah, I said two out of three, but I mean, they're going to win the series. I know people have a problem with it. I've seen it, but like, I don't have a problem with what Tony Vitello is doing with his pitching right now at all.
No, I think this is the time that you, and he's not messing with it. He's giving them rest. He's making sure that they're 100%. I don't have a problem with that. Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson know way better than I do, but the fact that they are doing kind of what I thought they should do based on how last year turned out, I think you dial it back right now, then you do it in the SEC tournament, but don't go out of your way in the SEC tournament, and then you're ready for regionals, super regionals, in the World Series.
You just have to have a staff that all is ready to pitch at any point in time. That's a hard thing to do, especially when you have 12 arms.
Yep.
So I think, listen, this is what every single coach come this time of the year with a team in our position would do if they could. Mm-hmm. We can do it, so he's doing it. You know, we joke all the time about how Alabama rotates more players. You know, Georgia, they rotate more players in. The snaps, their defensive starters play, it's less than everybody else. Why? Because they can. Everybody would do it if they could do it. Everybody would play more guys. Have your guys fresher, ready to play in 60 minutes of football. But a lot of teams can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to play your best players every single snap that they possibly can play. And Tennessee baseball doesn't have to do that. They don't. Chase Burns doesn't have to pitch every day he's good enough to pitch. Why would he?
Yeah.
Dolander's just as good, almost as good, and hadn't lost a game all year. You're not taking your guys out to mess with the rotation or give them rest or whatever you want to call it. Prepare them to pitch at any time where I lean.
Yep.
You can do that. You know, in basketball, you can go to your bench all you want and have your best players not playing as many minutes as their best players, which means they're all healthy in the fourth quarter. You don't have to. You got more players. You got more depth. The D word, depth. You hear it in every sport at all times. It's either a concern or it's a part of who you are, and your program's probably in better shape. Name me a program that has more competitive depth that isn't in the top 10 or 15 in their sport. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Ohio State.
Yeah, for sure.
Even Clemson to an extent. Alabama, Georgia. I mean, all these teams, they have all these players that can play, and guess what? They're better. They're better for it. They have more better players. That's where I've always said Tennessee in football. I know we're talking baseball, but Tennessee in football, a lot of years, even in our years of kind of averageness, our best 20 were comparable to even some of the best teams in the country's best 20. Their next 20... their next 40 kill ours. And that's when you lose football games. You know, our competitive depth on our baseball team right now is better than anyone in the country. Pitching, defense, hitting. We have more depth in each category than anybody else in that category. And we have all three of them that we have the most. It's why we're so good. It's why we've been able to sustain winning like this throughout the entire year. You normally see teams that have these really good seasons, they still have lulls. Our lull was one weekend at Kentucky. That's it. We screwed up a midweek game playing with wooden bats, a little rainy, whatever. But, I mean, for the most part, our only lull was one series weekend on the road.
Yeah.
And why? Because we have more guys that can pitch and more guys that can hit. I mean, we didn't even have Burke hitting for a while. He's just out there hitting dingers. We've just got guys like
Griffey,
like that.
By the way.
So smooth. My point is, you've got guys on the bench who a year or two from now are all the ones they're going to have NIL t-shirt deals, and everyone's going to be wearing honcho, whatever the next honcho is, and Lipscomb and Gilbert and, you know, those guys.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And they've done a good job of getting everybody ready and letting everybody play. So when you get to the point where it's one game, win or go home, he's got his whole entire dugout that he can play. And it's up to him to have the right guys in the right spots at the right times. But that's harder to do if you don't have a lot of options. He's got options. Tony Vitello has a lot of options.
Yep.
Ladies, players to play, cars to drive, a lot of options.
All right, we will return next year on the Air Kane Show, 656-9900, 866-656-9900, if you want to join us as we return on the other side.
Tennessee baseball last night dominated Belmont 18-0 in the final midweek showdown of the season. Tennessee hit six home runs in the game, with Seth Stevenson hitting two of those. In the NBA, the Heat took down the Celtics 118-107 in the Eastern Conference Finals Game 1. Jimmy Butler scored 41 for Miami. And the Orlando Magic won the NBA draft lottery to have the first overall pick in the June NBA draft. The Thunder will pick number 2, the Houston Rockets number 3, the Kings at number 4, and the Pistons will pick at number 5. In Major League Baseball, yesterday the Braves took down the Brewers 3-0. The Cubs got by the Pirates 7-0. The Reds beat the Guardians 5-4, and the Yankees snuck by the Orioles as well, 5-4, and the Tennessee Smokies fell to the Chattanooga Lookouts last night, 9-8. Have a good afternoon. I'm Logan Ward.
.865-656-9900 if you want to join us here on the EA show.
All right, before we do anything else, we need to give away some tickets. That is to Sports Fest, June 4th. The Knoxville Expo Center tickets right now are on sale, $5 in advance, $10 at the door. You can get them at 991thesportsanimal.com. But caller number four right now will get a family four-pack of tickets to Sports Fest. Again, Saturday, June 4th, 2022. The Knoxville Expo Center tickets, $5 in advance. Caller number 4-2-6-5-6 wins gets those four tickets. Scheduled to attend Hendon Hooker, Zakai Ziegler, Chris Lofton, Alexis Hornbuckle, Tamari Key, Randy Sanders, Billy Ratliff, Pat Ryan, Eric Ainge, Jason Swain, yay! Jacob Warren, Cedric Tillman, Tony White, Bob Kessling, Sterling Hinton, Brittany Tarwater, Leroy Thompson, Lee Smith, Joan Cronin, and more.
Crazy list.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
They always have other fun stuff there, too. Bring the kids.
We will give tickets if you didn't win today. So we have our winner. If you did not win today, we will have a four-pack of tickets tomorrow during the show and Friday during the show. That's Sports Fest. So, Eric Ainge.
I am looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. I hope I am not able to attend.
Yeah,
because it is the Saturday of the World Series.
World Series.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that I will not be there. If I am there, I will love it and have a great time. But I'm hopeful that I will be in Oklahoma City.
That would be good for you.
Yeah. We need to do our VFL and the NBA update, and it's down to one. Grant Williams in the NBA playoffs. Last night, did not have a great night.
He struggled. They gave him problems.
Last night, 7 points, played 35 minutes, only had one rebound, two assists. But that comes off of a series against Milwaukee in which he scored 20-plus points twice.
He'll do it to Miami at some point.
For sure.
He'll do it.
For sure.
But I'm not kidding. Unless we get Marcus Smart and Al Horford back, our team is not better than theirs. They have a better team with what both teams are putting out there. Theirs is better.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that. Tobias Harris finished out his season since the last time we spoke on the VFL and the NBA update. Had back-to-back losses, of course, to close out that series against Miami. Scored in double digits in four of the five games against Miami. Had 13, 12, and 14 the last three games of the series. In the finale against the Heat, 14 points in 38 minutes. Had eight rebounds, two blocks. Tobias is ready for a big season again next year. This was
he's so good. I mean, he's just so consistent. One of the more consistent players on both ends in the NBA.
Yeah.
Who's capable of scoring a lot. You know, like that's it. He is capable of doing that.
Yeah. So that's your VFL in the NBA update. VFL in the NBA update. That is brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Climate Control, 299-2290.
How much fun was that yesterday?
It was great to be at their Loudoun office. And, of course, they service all of East Tennessee, opening a new expanded Knoxville office so they have more room to serve you and to have their best products in stock. But also down in Loudoun County as well, makes it a quick trip if you have an emergency come up, whether you're in Lenoir City, Loudoun, Choteau area, in Upper West Knox County, or all the way down to Rarity Bay, Telco Village. They are there. They're ready.
Emergency service, too. That's huge.
All
and they
the time.
Actually come. A lot of companies are like, sure, we'll be there in an hour. We'll be there in 3 hours. And 3 days later, they haven't showed up.
Yes.
So, not with Blue Water.
That's right. So, 299-2290, bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. What do you think for tonight in the NBA playoffs? Tonight you will have Dallas and Golden State, 9 o'clock on TNT.
There's not a hotter player in the NBA than Luka Doncic right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could say Jimmy Butler, maybe, but Luka's consistently done it. I mean, every single game. Like, I don't know how many straight, he set a record for most 25-point double-doubles in the playoffs in a row. He's just good for so much every night, and he's playing so confident. I don't know that Golden State has anyone that can guard him. That's going to be a problem for them. It also, you need to get more out of Klay Thompson. You need to get more out of some of your other players. I mean, the degree of difficulty that the Golden State Warriors shot selection was in the last series, rough at best. Now, they're the best shooters in the entire league, so they can make a bunch of them. But still, you'd love Steph to get more open looks. He's having to shoot his pull-away, fade-away 30-footers, and he still makes them.
Yeah.
He still makes them, but feet set on the three-point line is a whole lot easier. I kind of like Dallas. They've got the big nasties. They've got the tweener size guys that play a million miles an hour. They've got several guys that can score.
Yeah.
Luka's playing better.
Yeah.
I understand picking against Golden State, who's made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals, is not smart. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still like Dallas.
Yeah.
I like Golden State. I'm not picking against Golden State.
I like Mark Cuban, too, because he referred to me as Little Ainge one time.
Little Ainge.
On speakerphone. I heard him do it. Oh, is that Little Ainge? Hey, what's up?
How do you like being good by Little Ainge?
If Mark Cuban calls me Little Ainge, I'm good with it. I wish I had a business I could take on Shark Tank.
That would be fun.
I'd get his vote.
You might. And he's notoriously tight with the money.
Not with his basketball team.
That's one of my favorite shows on TV.
It's really
good. Shark Tank. It's one of the best shows in TV history in my mind.
It's so good.
Okay, let me welcome you all into the nerd world of one Brian Rice. When I worked at UT, you don't get a lot of time off. One of the only times we ever had off was after football season, Friday nights. You never have men's basketball games on Friday nights. You never have women's basketball games on Friday night. So like January until softball season started, Friday nights, I would not go out or do anything. I would get something to eat. I would go home and I would do laundry and watch Shark Tank every week.
It's so good.
That's me like most nights.
It's like, well, at that time it wasn't on every night on CNBC. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, and at that time it came on at 9 o'clock on Friday night. So you could do it, you know, like you could get some dinner or do something, go to the gym. But I would sit at home on Friday nights and I would do the same thing in the summer. Like even when the schedule opened up a little bit, it was just like, that was my thing because I didn't have Friday nights 40 weeks out of the year. So those 12 Fridays, do laundry, watch Shark Tank.
Boom.
Game over.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Cubes.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that series tonight. Then the other two series get underway in the NHL playoffs tonight, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Rangers and Carolina. Rangers fresh off their Game 7 win earlier this weekend. And then an all-Canada series, Edmonton and Calgary.
That's a loss.
The other side.
Both Canada teams? Can't they just tie? Canadians like to tie and not be competitive.
What do you have against Canada?
Not a lot, apparently.
Yeah, the last two Canadian teams facing off against each other, Edmonton and Calgary, they are guaranteed
a Canadian team
in the Western Conference Finals.
No way they'll win it.
If they get to the Western Conference Finals, there's a good chance they will lose to my Avalanche.
I would agree with that.
Colorado's got it rolling. Like I'm kind of the opposite of you are. I'm feeling real confident about them. And then last night, St. Louis tied the game late, and then Colorado wins in overtime. I missed the overtime goal.
Never in doubt. When you start winning like that, I'm with you. If the Celtics were winning 4-0, has anyone even beat the Avalanche this playoffs?
No, but this is only the second round. Last night was their fifth game. Yeah.
Oh, so on their fifth game. Okay.
Yeah, they swept the opening series.
I'd feel better about it. My Celtics look great one night, and they look terrible the next. It's tough. Your Avalanche are just winning.
All they do is win, win, win. Of course, now I've jinxed them. They'll probably lose the next game, but
not with how they're playing.
Love it. See, I wasn't obnoxious about it.
The Avalanche are going to sweep the series.
I'm fine with that. I wasn't obnoxious about it when they were playing the Preds, because I know there are still some Preds fans in Knoxville.
Like a couple.
It's not like it was a few years ago.
But that was so obnoxious. I'm sorry. I held it back then.
Get on the bandwagon. It's fine.
So terrible.
But I've been a Colorado fan since they moved to Colorado in 1995. So bring some of that. We will come back and wrap up the Eric Cain Show today. Find out what we learned on the other side. Get you ready for Josh and Swain. That's next on the Eric Cain Show.
It's time to find out what we learned today here on the Eric Cain Show. It's brought to you by Gambooza's Barbershop. Gambooza'sBarbershop.com. Book your spot right there. Two locations. Voted the number one barbershop in the country several different times right here in your backyard. You'll never want to get a haircut anywhere else. Get the back massage, a hot towel on the face. Get lined up perfect. Gambooza'sBarbershop.com. What did we learn today, boys?
We learned that... you're still very depressed about the Boston Celtics.
I didn't sleep a lot last night, not because of that, but yeah, I've been a little tired today anyway, but yeah, that's got a hold of me.
We threw out about close to 30 home and home potential non-conference future scheduling opponents for Tennessee.
I got one for you.
We'd say about 28 of those are a lot better than the Washington series.
Yeah.
That abomination of a series is just awful. I'm sorry. Not really though.
I believe there's better ones than that. It's not terrible. It's just so many better options, I guess. Okay, would you play a one-off non-conference? I mean, yeah, obviously non-conference. Neutral site game against Cincinnati.
Why not?
They're probably better than you right now.
That'd be fun. They go to the Big 12.
Yeah, they are going to the Big 12.
UCF in there, too. I'd play UCF. I would
prefer to wait until they were in the Big 12, so it's a Power 5 game. Because right now, if you play them, you don't get credit for playing a big non-conference game from the strength of schedule standpoint because it's Cincinnati. You should. Cincinnati's better than half the teams in the Big 10, half the teams in the Big 12. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
But you don't get credit for it because they're still not in a Power 5 conference.
Okay. That would be your stipulation. I would love it. It's post Big 12 one. I would love that. That'd be an awesome.
It's an easy trip. I mean, you don't even need to play them neutral site. We could play them home and home. We could play them up there.
I've never been there. Is it good enough to want to go?
Yeah.
Fine. If it's a good team and a good game.
Yeah.
That's all you're looking for, right? I mean, I know a lot of people that travel, they do love all the other stuff.
Yeah. Just don't eat bad Cincinnati chili. Just don't do it.
Not unless you want to run to the bathroom every 10 minutes.
What about UCF? Running.
Well, so you'd see it. I mean, I don't know how you tell the difference between before you eat it and after you eat it. Go ahead.
I said, what about UCF then?
Orlando, whatever.
I mean, I think Orlando's better than Cincinnati.
I wouldn't want a home and home with them. I would do a neutral site, one-off game, Heupel playing UCF.
But where do you play them neutral site?
I don't know.
You already play them in Atlanta? Orlando?
I don't know.
About halfway?
No, I guess you just go. But then you're going down there, and you're not just going to go play one game there.
Home and home.
Go play. Don't play at their stadium. Play at the Citrus Bowl.
There you go.
UCF for me would be a lot like Washington. I could rationalize it being just fine.
But ultimately, there's so many better options. Your voice goes up when you're talking
about it. There's so many better options.
Your voice goes up when you talk about it.
I like playing the teams where, like, almost call it an RPI type game. Mm-hmm. I know we're talking football, but win, lose, or draw, nothing's really held against you too much because you're playing another really good team. That I like. I like when you see these non-conference games and it's juggernaut against juggernaut. And sure, you want to win the game, but ultimately, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Unless you're playing for a national championship, which we're nowhere near. Believe it or not, Brian Rice is 11-1 guarantee of our schedule this year.
No, I have not.
Still got to win in Atlanta, Brian.
I'm not.
Sorry, 12-1.
I definitely did not say. They could beat Alabama once. They could beat Georgia once. They're not beating Alabama twice.
I don't care what our record is. Uh-huh. If we play 14 games this year,
deal.
Give me all of that. I don't care if it's a back 5-3 back into the division championship. I don't care. Get beat by 30 in the SEC championship game. Doesn't matter. 14 games. Phew. Those were the days. It's going to be a while till we get to the 14 games. But we did talk about that today. We did over under. at 8 for Vol wins this year than
but
football.
But you couldn't pick 8.
You can't pick 8. So is it more likely to go 9 or more likely to go 7? I said more likely to go 9.
I think there's a...
Even Logan did.
If anything goes wrong, you're...
Tell me if I'm wrong. I kind of feel like 8-4, that's a loss to LSU, you would imagine, mm-hmm. Alabama, Georgia, mm-hmm. then one of Kentucky and Florida.
8-4, are you saying 8-4 is a failure?
I'm not saying 8-4 is a failure. It's not a failure, think it's but just it's kind not, of it's just kind of
you eh. haven't done anything.
You'll feel you like we're better than that. If you go 8-4 this year, you're going to feel like something was left out there.
You're just unsatisfied. 8-4 lost like, that's to Florida. Fine. You're
he got
unsatisfied.
Better from his first year to his second year. He got better. He can continue to make progress. But a two game jump from year one to year two would be monumental for him.
Getting to 9 would be very
important.
It'd
be a really, really important thing.
Being to 9 would validate that you're better than everybody you play other than Georgia, Alabama, and either LSU or Florida. And I think it's vital that you beat Florida, and whatever happens to LSU is a bonus.
I don't care what 9 you get. We haven't won 9 football games in a regular season since I was playing quarterback. We've won 8 and 9 in bowl games. We have not gone 9-3. In the 12-game regular season since this old cat right here was playing. So for us to not say it would be monumental for him to do that.
No, absolutely.
It'd be huge. Yeah.
It's going to be a massive gut punch, though, if you don't beat Florida this year. Massive gut
It'll be
punch.
Tough. It'll be really tough.
Because you're looking at 3 losses right
but
there.
But I'll
in
tell
a
you
row.
What, you'll find out how good. Well, I don't know that LSU's a loss. I mean, it's kind of like
there,
Florida.
I don't feel great about it.
Feel great about it doesn't mean it's a loss. Like, Alabama's a loss. Georgia is a loss. Florida and LSU, you could win by 20. You could lose by 20. We don't know enough about any of those guys yet. The hard part about playing them early is, you may know a lot about us, but first-year coaches, they'll be kind of coming into stride around that game 4, game 5, game 6 period.
Florida opens with Utah at home.
Loss.
Kentucky at home.
Win, but probably.
USF at home.
Win.
At Tennessee.
See, Florida's got a lot of work to do before they get to our game.
First road trip. First month.
It's a brutal. That's terrible.
First road trip. Utah and Kentucky are both certainly good enough to beat you at home.
Yeah, and you could beat them too, but it's kind of like we're saying right now. Like Florida, if you look at their schedule, they're just like everybody else. They have 2 or 3 games that you probably call losses.
I think Florida loses to Utah. I think they beat Kentucky. I think that's the game that the world figures out that Will Levis is not.
Oh, see, you were gone when we did this. I think he's really good.
Okay.
Good I think you. He's really good. But so is Richardson at Florida.
Yeah.
You could end up having an all-time matchup back and forth in that game.
It's the old, who was it in, was it up? Mahomes and Baker Mayfield? Just going back and forth combined for like 120 points.
Yeah. You could end up with something like that.
Won't put money on it, but it could.
LSU before they play Tennessee is at Auburn the week before.
I know Logan works with us, and so he's come around on the Vols a little bit and like with a lot of stuff, and it's different. Instead of just hating on it all the time, he understands it more, I feel like. But I don't understand the kid that grows up in Knoxville that becomes a Florida fan. And I hope Florida loses every single game they play. USF,
if
Kentucky,
Tennessee loses,
all of them.
If Tennessee loses to Florida this year, we're just going to have to choke him to death the first day. You better hope we're on remote that Monday because he's going to be annoying
violence.
Enough that
it
we're just going to wake
me
up
if,
and choose violence.
If Tennessee beats Florida this year, by the way, I'm picking them too. I've been saying that since last year. I don't care that much anymore, guys, for being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were just here for content.
Exactly. No, listen, whatever happens,
it's good content.
That's what I root for. I don't care. Win or loss, we're going to have content.
No, we will have content. I just hope it's the kind of content that I enjoy.
It's either going to be
which
good
is not
content
angry
or bad
phone
content.
Calls one after the next. I will say this, though. Josh Heupel loses to Florida this year. Watch what he does from that week moving forward. I think it'll tell you a lot about him and the program.
Well,
you can't let one loss derail your entire season.
You have an off week after Florida, and then you go to LSU and host Alabama.
So you got to beat LSU.
Oh, those 2
you
weeks.
You
got to
split them, dude.
If it's a loss to Florida, once again, I'm not saying it's going to be.
I'm
taking Tennessee.
One of those weeks off. I'm out.
That next week's going to be.
Just throwing this out there. This is from one Ken Salyer. That is your boss. He says Logan needs to be banned from the airwaves. Logan the lizard lover.
Logan the lizard lover.
That's going to stick.
Guys, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I don't. I mean, when I was growing up, yes, I was a big Florida fan. But now I'm working here. I don't really care that much.
Eric, do you hear what really is going on here? Now Florida isn't as good anymore, so I'm a fair weather fan.
No, that's not it. I just don't.
It's exactly what it is. Is it anything else?
That's exactly what it is.
Is it anything else?
It's like when I've always been a homer thinking we're going to win all these games, but after a while, my tune changed. Picked us to go 10-2 for like 3 years in a row.
People got real excited, and they're like, Ainge doesn't know what he's talking about.
I was like, that's what I always say. So now I have to say what I really think.
Coming up tomorrow, the show will be down the street. We'll be at Beard and Beer Market. Make plans to join us all morning long at Beard and Beer Market. There you'll have great specials, great brews as well. Logan, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Eric Ainge Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.